When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
I see some of y'all are not in the Christmas spirit. Man, I'm going to start calling Turtle Snapping Turtle. I mean, you might as well evict Kirk Cousins and his family from their home the way you were just talking. I don't care about him. I was like, man. And the guys are hitting us up talking about, you know, I agree with Turtle. I don't care about his contract. Until you're not able to go get that defensive piece you want next year. Watch. 404-726-0929. We'll talk more about this and the Falcons, but we got to talk to Chris Russell. He is with Team 980, the midday host in Washington, and we got to go behind enemy lines, guys. And, Chris, I'll tell you, this is a game that everybody's looking forward to. It was flexed and moved to Sunday night. Thanks for being here. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you and your family. Chris, let me ask you this. I want to ask you about this quarterback because he threw five touchdowns against the Eagles last week. And I'm watching this game unfold. They were down double digits, right? Two touchdowns twice in this game, down five late. Jaden Daniels, has he been better than advertised? And why has he been so good for the Commanders this season?
Yeah, Carl, first of all, pleasure to be on with you, Chris. I appreciate you guys having me, and it's great, obviously, to talk to you again. I know we spent some time at the Army-Navy game, which I always enjoy. So that's number one, and happy holidays. But, yeah, I mean, Jaden has been better than anticipated. I mean, there's no way you could – like, somebody called my radio show yesterday and legitimately asked, and I've been thinking about it, although I've been too lazy to do the research – is this the greatest rookie season of all time? And it might be. I don't know. I mean, that's how good, that's how magical, that's how special he's been. Every time you think there's no chance he can do that, he does that. And, yeah, Sunday was far from, you know, great as a team. They turned the ball over six times, including once on downs at midfield. He threw two bad interceptions, and yet there he is with the five touchdowns. And to, you know, quite honestly, 9-5 ham and eggers. I mean, he's not throwing a ball to Terry McLaurin. I know he had one to Terry McLaurin, and it was majestic, but he's throwing it to Jamison Crowder and to Olamide Zaccheaus, who I know played in Atlanta, has bounced around, and he's an NFL player, but you know, he's doing a lot with very, very, very minimal, I guess, talent around him.
When it comes to our side of the field with the QB, Chris, you know Michael Penix will be making his second start in the NFL. What kind of defense will he be seeing? How many lanes will he have to throw? Will he be able to put his full complement on display?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting because I would assume Joe Witt Jr., who I think was with Atlanta for a little bit of Dan Quinn's tenure down there, you know, a number of years ago, and then obviously was with DQ in Dallas, is a guy who, like, he certainly will get after it and he will pressure, but he won't do it consistently and across the board. So I think he's going to pick his spot. So what I'm really interested in is, okay, when is that spot? Does he do it right away from the get-go? I don't think so. I think they try and get just a natural pass rush and maybe kind of bottle up the run because they've got to be able to control Bijan Robinson, who obviously can hurt anybody, but certainly is going to, you would think, have some success against this somewhat spotty Commanders run defense. But then when you get to, say, 3rd and 6, 3rd and 5, 3rd and 7, somewhere in that range, that's where I think Joe Witt, the defensive coordinator, and Dan Quinn crank it up and try and come after the rookie quarterback. So I would expect more zone, and I would expect blitzing more on 3rd down, 2nd and long type situations. That's how I would approach it. That's how I think they'll approach it. But we'll have to obviously wait and see exactly what they decide to do.
Chris Russell joining us, guys. Team 980, midday host here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we talk about the Commanders and Falcons Sunday night football coming up this week. And it's a big game, playoff implications for both teams, as we said, with 2 weeks left. Talk about Cliff Kingsbury and this offense and how he's called it, how he's managed it. What is the response, and is there a lot of conversation about Kingsbury? Because I think he's going to have some job opportunities potentially in the offseason.
Yeah, I think he is too, because, I mean, obviously when you have a win and a performance like Jaden Daniels and the Commanders did on Sunday, even again with the turnovers, people are going to look at the plus side, and they should, oh, by the way. You know, and here's the thing. There was a lot of talk a couple of weeks ago. You know, Carl, I might have mentioned this to you, you know, again, when we saw each other a couple of weekends ago, you know, about this, they called it the Cliff, right?
Oh, yeah. Right.
spelled differently. And, you know, they blamed everything that happened in Arizona in the second half of the year on Cliff Kingsbury, not on Kyler Murray, not on injuries, on Cliff Kingsbury. And I thought, remembering watching, talking to people, that that was a bunch of hogwash to begin with, and I'm glad I thought that, because it was a bunch of hogwash, to be honest with you. Cliff Kingsbury's been great. I mean, listen, from time to time he gets a little impatient and he gets away from the run when I wish he would stay with the run a little bit, but there's times where he shouldn't. And I'll give you an example. Down 21-7 mid-second quarter. This is a different example, I should clarify. Down 21-7 mid-second quarter on Sunday, right? Kind of the game's in a sort of a lull. They're backed up all the way to their 4-yard line. He comes out with a deep drop, and Jaden Daniels drops an absolute dime for 50 yards in stride to De'Ami Brown up the Commander's sideline. And then he finishes off that drive on a 3rd and 8 with a beautiful deep fade in the far corner of the end zone, opposite side of the field, to Terry McLaurin for the touchdown. They drove 96 yards, basically. Yeah, I think it was like 6 plays, snap of a finger style with the 2 big plays. You don't see a lot of offensive coordinators down 21-7 stretching the field like that from the shadow of your own end zone when not a lot is going right. Now, he's got the quarterback to do it, and obviously Terry McLaurin, but, you know, De'Ami Brown, they have not stretched the field deep with him, the former North Carolina product, this year, even though he's capable of doing it, and Cliff did it out of a timeout, and that's a thing for Falcons fans to watch. Cliff loves to attack first down, deep, stretching the field out of a timeout, off a turnover, that type of thing.
Chris, you mentioned the deep threat game is a potential. That means the offensive line has to be doing their job. The Falcons, to start the season, as you may know, couldn't sack their way out of a paper bag, but have really turned it on of late. 16 sacks in the last 4 games. How should they hold up against this offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit worried about that matchup, because the Commanders have been spotty down the stretch here in terms of pass protection. They only gave up, I think it was 1 sack on Sunday, but they gave up 8 the previous week against New Orleans. Now, you know, a few of those were on Jaden, quite honestly, and I think 2 of them were for, like, 0 yards lost, but were marked as a sack. So, you know, you can play with the numbers any way you want. The bottom line is they might be without their starting right tackle, Andrew Wiley, who suffered a groin injury. Now, he's been in and out of the lineup the last couple of weeks, so they have a veteran, Cordelius Lucas. So that's not a huge drop-off, but it is somewhat significant to note. And, you know, they do have a rookie in Brandon Coleman out of TCU, a 3rd-round pick at left tackle, and that's probably the area that the Atlanta Falcons probably can have the most success against, because up the middle, generally speaking, they're pretty good with Sam Cosmi at right guard, Tyler Biadasz at center, who is an import from Dallas, and Nick Allegretti, who is with the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. They're pretty solid up the middle, so I would think if Atlanta's going to have success, it's probably going to come from the right side of Atlanta's defense, left side side of the Commanders' offensive line. And, yes, you can get some pressure on Jaden. The problem is, if you're not disciplined and if you're not in your lanes, and even if you are, Jaden is going to make you look silly because he has an innate feel when he's moving north, if you will, as he did on a 4th and 11, quite honestly, guys, when he should have been absolutely swallowed up, and he ran for 30 yards the other day.
Yeah, it's a good point. He is elusive. Chris Russell, our guest, guys. We're going behind enemy lines. It's time to talk your ish.
Welcome to Talk, presented by Cologuard. It's time to get low and screen for colon cancer. Quest your prescription at getlow2.com. That's the number 2 to learn more.
Chris, why will the Commanders win this game?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Well, at home, chance to clinch a division, chance to clinch a playoff spot. It's been a while, guys, since they played in a meaningful Sunday night game. And even though it's not Kirk Cousins anymore, we presume Michael Penix will play the whole game. There's a lot on the line here. I think ultimately their offense is probably going to be a little bit too much for Atlanta's defense to handle, especially if they can, again, hold up on the pass rush. They've got to develop a natural running game. That is a weakness for them right now, but I think they'll do a little bit better of a job. And as long as they don't put it on the leg of Zane Gonzalez, the place kicker, they'll be okay.
Yeah.
And I think they should win a tight one.
Well, I'll say this, too. The Falcons right now have a little momentum. They needed to get out of this rut. They did. I think Penix showed a lot. And if he can stay poised in this game, I agree with you. Listen, I think it's going to be a closer game. I don't believe it's going to be a blowout or anything like that. And it's going to come down to what it did last week for the Commanders, and that is playmaking at the end of the game. Can we get off the field? Can we make a play? Can we score if we get in the red zone late in this game? And that's what's going to come down to. I'm with you, Chris. I'm looking forward to a great game. Man, always good to talk with you. It's good to have you on the show, and appreciate your time as always. And, again, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, my man.
Absolutely. Happy holidays to you both and everybody down there listening. And, looking forward to a great game and Merry Christmas.
Talk to you soon, Chris. Thanks again, buddy.
Sounds good, Dukes.
All right, there he is, Chris Russell. And he was at Army-Navy. We were talking about, first of all, how crappy the stadium is, Northwest Stadium. It's terrible. And for Falcon fans that are going up, if you are for that Sunday game, or I know the time change, but if you had plans to go up there, just know. It's an old school stadium. They're trying to get a new facility, but Chris is on top of his game when it comes to this and the Commanders. They're a good team. when we play our best, so are we. And that's the thing. If we're going to go up there and get a win, we got to be on our best game. We're coming back. We got plenty more to talk about. Road to the College Football Playoff continues. We now know the situation with Carson Beck. His season is over. What's it mean for Gunnar Stockton and the Dogs? We'll tell you next.
By the way, Carl, real quick, Chris Russell, our guy?
Yeah.
He's got a great nickname. Take it from a guy with a great nickname. The Rooster.
Yes, it is.
Just joined us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.